Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Now, we're going to move on to our next topic tonight, and I want to ask if you think that they should introduce a nominal fee for medical card holders visiting their doctors. Currently, medical card holders receive free GP services, while others may pay up to €80 per visit. As of 2024, approximately 32.4% of the Irish population held medical cards, with an additional 10.4% having GP visit cards. This significant portion of the population accessing free GP services has helped to put a strain on our healthcare service. Some GPs have observed that a majority of appointments are with medical card holders, suggesting that the absence of a fee might lead to unnecessary consultations. Conversely, individuals without medical cards face substantial costs for GP visits, which can deter them from seeking necessary medical attention. This disparity prompts the question, would implementing a modest fee such as €10 for medical card holders reduce system abuse and ensure fair access for all? What are your thoughts on introducing a fee for medical card holders' GP visits? Would this measure alleviate strain on our healthcare system, or might it create additional barriers for those in need? Let us know your thoughts on WhatsApp 087 188 0008 or get involved on social media on Facebook at Ireland's Classic Hits and on X at Classic Hits Radio. I'm going to go to Amanda first. Hi Amanda, how are you?
Hello, hi AJ, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. So what do you think? Do you think that we should issue a charge for people who have medical cards or GP visit cards to visit the GP?
Oh, certainly no, AJ. That is no, because the cost of living already is high. You know, things are bad the way it is. You know, introducing additional or charge or fee is going to cause more damage.
Would it not deter people from visiting a doctor if they just have a bit of a cold? You know, would it not deter those sort of unnecessary visits? Because if you think, oh, I'm going to have to pay €10 or €20 or whatever.
You know what? The thing is, I don't think anybody wants to go to the doctor. So when you use that word unnecessary visit, what can you describe as a necessary visit?
Well, if somebody has a cold, you could just go to your pharmacist. You know, there is other routes that you can take.
You know, for most parents that are busy, I think going to your GP looking at it from my perspective, I would think that would be the last call, because you know you have other kids to take care of and you have other things to do. You have to call your GP and book an appointment before you get there, you know, before you even get the appointment. So I don't think there's any visiting a GP or a doctor that is unnecessary.
Yeah, I mean, there is definitely barriers in place because it is hard to get an appointment, but it might be easier to get an appointment if people weren't flooding the system, because it has been observed that the majority of appointments are for people with medical cards and people who are paying are not going as much. And because people are paying up to €80 for a visit, people without medical cards or GP visit cards.
You know, there's a word that goes, prevention is better than cure. And well, I want to say this, look, as a parent of, four kids, yeah, they're going up now, but then when they're smaller, okay, you don't really know what is wrong with a child. Like the child is crying, and maybe it's running temperature and stuff like that. You need to go to your doctor. You need to know what is wrong with the child. You know, so imagine a parent or mother, I would say, not able to go to the doctor because she has to pay €10, €20, and she don't have that money at that time, and that child needs to be seen, by a doctor. So what do you say to that? I don't think, look, medical card already is means tested, okay? Medical cards are means tested. So if anybody that has medical card, it's because, they're not in that place to pay for it. That's why they have it.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, so I mean, you're saying that it could put then undue pressure on people who have already been means tested and they're entitled to a medical card. So why charge them? Yeah,
exactly. To put pressure on them. So when they need the care, they will not be able to go, and that might result to more casualties that we're already seeing in the healthcare system, and we don't want that.
I've just got a message here from a listener and said my doctor has a sign up saying that there's only two ailments to get treated at once. So you can only go to a doctor for two ailments at the one time. I suppose that's to shorten appointments. I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, what if you've got a few things that you need to discuss? What, do you have to break up your appointments and go on a few different occasions? That seems mad to me. There is free GP care for children under 8 years of age, Amanda, as well. So,
yeah,
I mean,
there is.
Maybe if it was a case where there was no charge for children, but for adults, there was a 10 euro charge. Because I do see what you're saying about children. They, of course, should go and see a doctor if you think they need.
You know, but the thing is, AJ, most of these appointments are parents, you know, going in for their kids. If you check, most of them are for children, you know, because I, when I go to my GP, and like you just see, most of them are for kids. So I don't think any adult that is just having cold or maybe, you know, wanting those will go to the doctor, you know. So most of them are for kids. And look, you know, the healthcare system, there are different ways to take care of the healthcare system and the issue that is going on. It's not putting on fees. We need more doctors. Here in County Clare, there are some areas that don't even have a GP.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's no doubt about that. We definitely need, we definitely do need more doctors. Yeah.
We need, the state are training a lot of doctors. We need them to be kept in the country, you know. So those are things that need to be looked at, not to put fees. Okay, now you're going to put fees, you know, on people with medical card. And what happened? Are those fees, is that going to increase the doctors that we don't have, or what would that do? You know, so that is just like trying to like fix an issue the wrong way.
Yeah.
The two wrongs don't make a right. So let's go to the root. Let's deal with the issue. We need more medical practitioners. We need more GPs. We need more, you know, we need more specialists. We need them. So that is what the government should be looking at, not to put fees on, you know, medical cards order.
Amanda, let me just go to Alan. Alan, Amanda's saying we need to look at the root cause and get more doctors and not put charges on people who have already been means tested and are entitled to a medical card.
Well, I agree with what she's, the sentiments of what she's saying make sense.
Yeah.
We cannot police the health service like a money service. Health is a necessity. It's not a privilege. It should be there at the point of need. And I think what has been to be happened is that the prices of... There's a lot of medical professionals out there who are not pulling their weight. They're not, when I ring my GP, I could take 3 days before I get an answer on the phone. And then the stage, and I ring up on a Monday, and they'll say, come next Monday, a week later. So there's a lot of things out there, and the last thing we want to do is penalise the welfare of our health for the sake of unblocking them, the health services over red tape when it comes to seeing a GP.
I don't think now they're not pulling their weight, Alan. I actually just think that they're overworked.
No, there's a lot of GPs don't do the walk. They're not under pressure. They have 3 patients a day going in to see them, and you have to wait a week to get to see them. My GP is a lovely man. I'm not talking about the fact that he's not a lovely man, but it takes ages to get to see him. You could ring on a Monday and you're told you have to go in the following Tuesday or the following Monday, a week later.
Now, in my experience, Alan, when I go to my doctors, there's generally a wait for an appointment. But when I get there, the place is packed. Like, they're working hard.
Well, that could be where you are. Where I am, it's hardly anyone ever in the waiting room. There's about 2 people in the waiting room. It's not that busy. Some doctors are in it for the money. It's a big, well-paid job, and they need to start pulling their weight and getting their finger out and looking after the patients, instead of just writing out prescriptions for the obvious issues that are out there. There's a lot of people with complex health issues that are on the welfare, and they can't afford an extra 10 or 12 for just to go to see a GP. That's not right.
Yeah,
that's pricing the market out.
Yeah, no, when you're saying it like that, Alan, absolutely, and especially people with acute health issues. But I mean, I suppose they could have a different system for people that do have acute health issues, you know, where they do.
Yeah, well, they do have a system in where I go. It's that if you have acute issues that are long term, they won't see you every time you need to see them. They'll only see you if you have a new underlying problem. They won't see it if you have an ongoing issue that you think is important. They'll only see it if they feel that you have an issue that they can deal with, a new issue that's come up with because of your complex issues.
Okay. All right. Let me just go to John. I've got John waiting on the line. Hi, John. How are you?
Good night, Aja. How am I? I'm good, thank you.
Good. And you're a medical card holder, so what do you think about this?
I'm a medical card holder and I also work in the HSE as a maintenance man with a contractor for 8 years. So I see what the doctors and nurses do. I see what the... And they're, my doctors, and it was four of them in my general location. Now, I don't go to them unless I really have to, because they're ran off their feet.
Yeah,
now,
that's my experience for sure.
They can't. I have to wait 3 or 4 days sometimes to get an appointment. Because that's because there's so many people going in. There's people going in. Now, there is people going in genuinely that they're very sick. I'll go in when I'm very sick, but I won't go in unless I'm very sick because I'm clogging up the system. And the doctors, it's not a money-making racket. Well, it's money-making racket. But people have give out about having to pay. I would say my way of thinking is let a person have 12 free visits a year or 10 free visits a year. But I know friends of mine and acquaintances that have nothing to do. They're not working. They're retired because I'm in my 60s. And every time something goes wrong, they're running down to the doctor. Now, when 2 years ago, I didn't have a medical card. I was paying €60 every time I went in the door. It wasn't going near the place. I still don't because I don't want to get bad news. That's so why I don't go near the doctor.
Oh, John, but always go. Don't be afraid to get bad news. It's always better to diagnose something early. So don't ever not go because you're afraid of bad news, John.
Since I was in the VHI since I was 27, right up till when I was 60, when I couldn't afford it anymore. But I am way better looked after in the public health system than I was when I was at the VHI. And I don't know, maybe it's like I've been in the system or whatever. But we have begrudge given a few bob for a visit. But I have friends that will smoke, spend €30 a day on cigarettes and booze. My doctor, his main clients have drink problems. That's why they're coming in, because they're suffering from depression and drink and fags and all the rest. You know what I mean?
Well, if they can afford the drink and the fags, they could possibly afford €10 to see the doctor.
They could. And there's so many. Another thing, the doctors are keeping all these people alive. You know, the 82 now is the average age. So they're causing. The better off if people. With too many old people. We should be gone when we're 65.
Oh, John, don't say that.
I'm only winding them all up on the other end of the line. Like, but you know what I mean? The country is full of, like, I were on the news tonight, in 20 years' time, there's going to be 90% of people in Ireland are going to be over 65. Like, that's what's wrong. The system is being flooded, and people need to step back and say, do I really need to go to the doctor because I have a hangover? Or, because, you know what I mean? Right, let people have 12 or 10 appointments a year. Or maybe just leave it up to the doctor and say, hold on a minute now. I'm going to charge you for this visit because there's nothing wrong with you.
Or there could be a triage service where you can get checked out first, you talk to a nurse first, and then she'll decide then if you have to go and see the doctor.
This doesn't justify free, you know, you have to pay for this or you have to pay for that. Because, and people are saying, well, the doctors are getting paid too much. Well, in order to pay for the doctors, some money has to come from somewhere. Now, the people that don't have medical cards are paying €60 every time. But all the rest of us, I'm getting it for free, which I'm delighted to be getting it. But maybe I could afford €20 or €30 a year into the system that would get pay for more doctors. You know, you can't just hire doctors if you're not getting the money. I don't know, maybe I'm cracking up, but that's just the way I feel. You don't get everything for free in this life.
No, John, what you're saying makes sense. But on the same note, I do agree with what Amanda said, and it's not fair to put extra pressure on people, and especially families if they can't afford it.
What John was saying there. John, I just want to say something to you. We're not getting everything for free. Okay? You pay tax.
No, I know we're
like,
not.
I work, I pay tax. Okay. If you're paying tax. Sorry?
I'm on job seekers. I'm on.
Okay, you're a job seeker. That's fine. And I'm working, I'm paying tax. Okay, so if I'm paying tax and I'm getting a medical card, that is not for free.
No,
okay?
It's not.
So my tax I'm paying is actually providing for your medical card, John. My tax is paying for your medical card, and I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
You know, so why would you want other people to pay something to go see the doctor?
I paid my tax for 45, 46 years. And since I was 63
years. So now, the tax that you've paid, okay, is either you're getting part of it for your medical card. So if not, you're not getting it for free. You've already paid that.
I don't mind people getting it for free. I don't mind. Of course, we get. On your medical card, you should get it for free. But if there's a situation where people are using the system, if they're going in there every second day of the week for small stuff, you know.
But what you said there, John, I think seems pretty fair. You could have 12 free visits a year or 10 free visits a year. And then you would think about it, you know, do I need to see the doctor today? It would certainly make you think.
No,
it should be free. Of course I agree it should be free. But there is people, acquaintances and friends of mine, who abuse the system. They know they abuse it. They have nothing to do at home. They're on drugs. They're on alcohol. They're on cigarettes. They're sick all the time. And they're going down to the doctor looking for different prescriptions. They're down there looking for every sort of painkillers and sleeping tablets and antidepressants. And harassing the doctors, you know, that's the problem on that side of it, you know. It's I know, like a family with kids, definitely they shouldn't have to pay. But there is people out there that really, really are taking the system to bits for their own, you know, for their own. And they've never worked a day in their lives. I've known lads that haven't worked in 40 years.
Guys, just stay with me there. I do have to go to the ads and I'm going to come to Danielle when I come back. Sorry for leaving you on hold for so long, Danielle. If you do want to get involved in this, 087-188-0008, do you think that people with medical cards or GP visit cards should be charged a nominal fee to visit their doctor? Now, welcome back to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, filling in for Niall Boylan. We're just talking about the health service and we're asking if you think that people who have a GP visit cards or medical cards should be charged a nominal fee for visiting their doctor. Now, we've just received a message in. We've got loads of messages actually, but I'm going to read this one. It says, I have a medical card and I wouldn't be against a small nominal fee. I have a few medical conditions and I go to the doctor a maximum of 3 times a year, never over a cold, and it's usually only when my prescriptions are out of date and I'm required to see the doctor before getting any more repeat prescriptions. However, I don't think the main issue is medical card patients hogging all the appointments. I think the bigger issues are lack of GPs and normal working people who don't have medical cards are suffering through, rather than paying €80 for a doctor's appointment in this cost of living crisis. The cost to see a doctor is huge at the moment. It's ridiculous. So anything from sort of 60 up to about €80 is what I've heard. Now I'm going to go to Danielle. Danielle, I'm so sorry you've been on hold for ages. How are you?
No problem. I'm good, AJ. No hassle at all.
So what do you think? Do you think people should be charged?
I think they should be. And you know what? Wouldn't a universal health system be much better?
Could possibly be.
If you paid into the tax, people pay PRSI and things like that. I think an overhaul of the whole health system would be better. I just thought about it there.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I think something needs to be done. The waiting times to see a doctor are huge. Doctors are overworked. You know, it's not really, really working. Like to have to wait, like Alan was saying, he has to wait a week for an appointment. It's a bit
ridiculous.
Much. Yeah, yeah.
Now, I have a medical card because I have underlying condition and whatever. But I don't run to the doctor every 2 days, like, you know, and I gladly pay the fee. But I think it would have to be done for everybody.
So
because I think it would be unfair. Say if a person has to pay €80 to see a doctor, wouldn't it be better just to overhaul the HSE? And everybody sees a doctor for free and you just pay for your medication.
So that would be like the NHS. That's the way they do it in the UK.
Yeah.
You don't pay anything to see a doctor.
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I just don't know if it would. I just don't know if it would work, because I know that the NHS in the UK is under massive strain. It's, I think personally, from my own personal experience, it's under a lot more pressure than the HSE here. And I think that their system needs a good look at, because that was brought in after World War II. It was only supposed to be a temporary measure, and it's still running and it's under huge pressure. Like I say, in my personal experience, it's under a lot more pressure than here.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that would work, Danielle. But in theory, we do need to do something, because there is definitely an issue there. And this was just one suggestion. And that's why we're discussing this tonight, to see if maybe people who have medical cards should pay.
I wouldn't mind paying it, you know.
And you have and you have a medical card.
I have a medical card, but I'm working part time as well. The thing about it is, like, the system is clogged. There's not enough GPs, and with all the extra influx of people as well, the government aren't allocating GPs to small towns, or more of them, should I say? So that puts extra pressure on the infrastructure and stuff, I think. But like, I'd pay it gladly if it went back into the system as well. It might help, you know, to bring the price down.
To bring the price down for everybody then. Yeah, so so people then aren't paying €80. I mean, it's a huge amount to spend to see a doctor.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
But it's like, and I'm so lucky to have the card, you know.
Yeah, and I'm glad you do, especially if you have underlying conditions. Let me just go to Mike. Mike is on hold there. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi, how are you? That girl there, she's making a ball of sense there, like, and you know, there's no rocket science in it. But, like, for the individual that has to pay between 60 and 80 euros to go to a doctor, does that tell you he'd be well sick before he'll go to the doctor, where you see the other people there, or you're entitled to go out to see the doctor and things like that. You're going to any doctor surgery today. It is full of people that have the free medical card. That's the long and short of it. And it's back to the same thing, AJ, this freebie society. If everybody has to pay a small bit, it should be fair on everyone. Well, if you're entitled to something for nothing, you've no respect for it. End of story.
Yeah, and I think that's what they see with the NHS in the UK, because everything is free. People go to the doctor to get paracetamol prescribed because it's free on the NHS.
You can buy that in a shop.
Look, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. But my thing, if everybody has to pay a certain amount, like, because I just, like, €80, like, that's an awful chunk out of your wages, like, for any family man there now, or any family woman, you know, like, €80, they'll buy a pile of shopping for you, like, you take that out of your wages every week, or whenever, like, however often you go to the doctor, it's a ball of money. And I remember one time I went to my doctor and I said, "Pat, you're in bed for him today, Mike." He said, "I'm fucking sick of it." "What's wrong?" And this is the doctor. "What's wrong?" There, he said, "Like yourself, Mike, a self-employed man there," he said, "was paying tax all his life. He's stage 4 cancer, and he couldn't get a medical card, and he couldn't get on the illness benefit."
I've heard of this, Mike. I have heard of cases of this, and I don't know the ins and outs of it, but it just, to me, sounds shocking, really.
And you come in here into the country here then with no passport, no nothing. What you're giving? You're giving the PPS number and you're giving the medical card, and like, that has to stop here, Jillis, in the story. And people are going to have to shit and get off the pot, like, and answer that. Like, can you imagine a man that paid tax all his life, had people employed, stage 4 cancer, and he's not entitled to a medical card, and he's not entitled to illness benefits?
Yeah.
Come on.
Now, I don't know about people coming into the country. I don't have any evidence of that. I don't know what the ins and outs of that are. But certainly, if someone has stage 4 cancer, they should certainly be entitled to at least a medical card, you would think. Let me just go to Eddie. Hi, Eddie. How are you?
Good evening, AJ. You well?
Yeah, not too bad.
AJ, finally, people are talking sense. That last chap, Pat, and the lady on before, who even had a medical card and didn't mind paying a small nominal fee. But that first lady that you had on, the first lady said, "I have 4 kids and I work and I pay me taxes. Why should I pay? Why pay me taxes? I work 48 hours a week and I pay a bloody damn sight probably a lot more than she does in tax.
Amanda's still there,
actually. And I'm not entitled to a medical... Yeah, and I'm not entitled to a medical card. I pay 70 quid to go to the doctor, right? That was me that said my doctor had that sign up. Only two ailments at once. And that's because all of the people with a broken toenail come in with a fucking medical card. And you see what people said there, I'd give them 10 free visits a year. I wouldn't give them anything like that. I'd say it's a flat fee of a tenner a time. And she's saying, get a load of other doctors. These other doctors that we'd get would have to be paid. And they could all be paid by the extra tenners that these thousands and thousands of people with medical card holders that clog up the system. And that could go towards that. Or a case of, if it didn't go towards that, they pay a tenner, so I only have to pay 60. Because it's very unfair. 70 quid I pay for the doctor there during the week, 40 quid for meds. I went back 2 weeks later, I wasn't right. I still had to pay another 45 quid for the same condition to be treated again. You tell me that's fair. And people are whinging about having to stump up a tenner. And they're saying, so many free visits a year. No! A bleeding tenner to go to a doctor. That's a bargain. I'd bite your hand off for that. And if you can't afford that, then stop bleeding, bursting out kids left, right and centre and live within your means.
Amanda, are you still on the line, yeah?
I'm still on the line.
Yeah, did you hear what Eddie said there? He said it's not fair.
Yeah, I heard what Eddie, it's so surprising that you want to actually put a fee on medical care for people that cannot afford it, you know, to pay the doctors, instead of actually turning to the government and tell them to stop spending unnecessarily. Do you know that the amount of waste of taxpayer money that the government do, you know, and if let me tell you where the money is going to come from. If the government manage the country resource properly, you know, and stop spending unnecessary money for rubbish, we will have enough money to pay the doctors and even much more. Okay, so that is where the money is going to come from.
You're still begrudging if they charge you a tenner.
Allow you to talk. So let me finish. Okay, so instead of trying to take the add 10 euros to struggling family, and you're saying if they cannot afford 10 euros, they should stop giving birth. Excuse me.
Yes, cut your cloth to suit your measure. I didn't have kids because I can't afford them.
And I work 48 hours. And I'm taking care of my kids, okay? I will not pay 10 euros, not even 5 euros, to see a daughter because I'm already paying my tax.
Do you think it's fair that I should pay 70?
Something. The medical card, exactly. It's not fair that I have to pay 70. The medical card is already mistested, okay? Now, it's not fair that I have to pay 70 euros. It's not fair. This is where we go back and talk to the government about it. Things need to be done, okay?
You're begrudging paying 10 euro. Is that how much you'd put the value on your child or your shit? You go, no, I'm not paying it. You're a freeloader. Freeloader. You won't pay for fucking anything. You want everything. The entitled brigade. The entitled brigade. You want everything for free.
Because of parents that's out there, okay, that are not working, that is struggling already, because of them, I will grudge paying that 5 euros. Because if I'm like you, and I go, okay, you know what, I can afford to pay 50 euros, I don't mind. Everybody should pay the tax. What about those people that cannot? I'm not doing them any good. Okay, so I will grudge
to pay 5 euros. You said you're working and have a medical card, and you would still begrudge paying a tenner.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're walking and you have a medical card for all your family and you would still begrudge taking paying a tenner. That's absolutely taking the piss. That's taking the piss.
Thank you.
But you don't mind me taking the slack.
I will not pay a fiver. You're saying 10 is too big. You're an absolute disgrace.
You wouldn't pay 5 euro and you're walking.
Reason being, there are people that are not working, okay, that if I pay that fee, we affect them because they have to pay as well. back to what I said earlier, a medical card is mean tested. You get medical card based on your income, and there are different categories. There are different categories of medical card. I think you have the one that you are only entitled to the kids' visit or something like that. And so medical card are different categories.
Sorry. Okay? I'd overhaul the whole system, and I'd make every single person with a medical card and a GP card, except for the people that are terminally ill or long-term illness, that can be vetted, and I'd make us all pay a tenner. I'd make us all pay something. And no, then we get all this money that's raised to pay for these new doctors.
That's why you're not running the country. That's why you're not running the country.
No, okay. Because I don't mind paying for a service. I don't mind paying for a service, right? You just want everything for nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Can I come in here?
Mike, go ahead. Mike, go ahead, yep.
Right. 1 second now. Listen to that lady speaking now. She hears it all off to tea. She's walking. And she has a medical card, and she probably has a free house. She probably has a free house. They're paying very little rent and all that. So you, like that other guy there, Martin, is that he's walking his socks off, the same as myself here, walk my socks off all my life, and we get nothing for nothing. And like you come into this country,
and I guarantee
you're
she's
welcome
part
to
time.
We can't make assumptions.
She's part time. So she doesn't go over the limit to get fucking taxed a bit.
We can't make assumptions about other people's positions. And if somebody has a medical card,
listen,
they've been...
If she was working full time, she wouldn't be entitled to a medical card.
But if she's been means tested...
Is it interesting how you can go sit down there and you analyze my whole entire life? I'm working part time. I have a medical card.
There you go.
I'm living the house.
There you go. I told you.
How did you come up, like, how come you have that result already just by talking to me on the show? How come you have that result already? That I'm working part-time. Where did you get the result from?
Listen, if you were working full-time, you would not be entitled to a medical card.
Medical card are means tested. Medical cards are means tested. Anybody that has a medical card or don't have a medical card, okay, it has to do with their circumstance. Medical card are means tested. You have to know that. So if you...
I don't know anyone that's holding down a full-time job to have a medical card.
Good. If you don't have a medical card, okay, that is on your income, okay, because I'm means tested, that does not mean that everybody has to pay, okay? So there are people that are not working that actually need the medical card, that need the system, that need it. So they have the right to have it.
I have to go to the news.
Amanda, Eddie, Mike, I have to go to the news. David, I will get to you after the news. We're going to bring this on after the news because we've still got some callers to get to. Sorry, I haven't had a chance to get to everybody. We'll be back after this. If you want to get involved, 087-188-0008 is the number for WhatsApp. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in for Niall Boylan. We've got so many messages coming in about this. One says, I totally agree with Eddie. I have a medical card due to a heart condition. And my doctor has to ring me to go and see him because I feel guilty not paying my share and would gladly pay €10 or even €20 per visit. It's so frustrating how some people expect everything for nothing and abuse the system. Now, I'm not saying that people are abusing the system, but what we're saying is maybe would it take a bit of the pressure off if people were being charged a nominal fee to go and see the doctor. Now, I've got David on the line. You've been waiting for a while. Sorry to keep you on hold for so long. You think that people should have to pay a nominal fee to see the doctors?
I do indeed, AJ.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. To be honest, I just want to make a couple of points here now I'm not trying to digress from the subject by any means, right? But I just checked in there while I was waiting or before I was gone that over 70s are automatically entitled to a medical card without being means tested. They can be multimillionaires and they're still entitled to a medical card. So that's you set ladies' argument underfoot, right? Plus the fact I have my suspicions. Not that I want to make this a personal vendetta against that lady, but she says she's working and she has a medical card. Now, unless she's a long-term illness, she's not entitled to a medical card if she's working, unless she's on savage low wages altogether, because medical cards are given out to social welfare rates. All right? Now, the only exception to that rule is if you have a long-term illness, you're allowed a medical care because you're a long-term illness. So I don't know what the story is with that lady, but it just doesn't add up from what she's saying. Like, she kept saying about means tested. Yet she says she has a middle cap, and she's working, she's paying her taxes. Now, I'm working since I was 13, AJ, and I paid my taxes up along. And I think, at the end of the day, at a nominal fee of €10, if it rings fence into providing more GP services all across the country, it would be money well spent. Now, I admit the government often flahool with their money and they mismanage it and all that. And we all know that the HSE money is well mismanaged. But as I say, if this nominal fee was ring-fenced into providing more GPs, especially in rural areas where I live, it would work immensely well.
Yeah, and I think that that's what the issue is we need more doctors, but how are we going to pay for them?
That's the bottom line, Asia. We need more doctors, and you don't get them for free.
I've had a message in just in relation to the means test there. It says that the means test is not applied fairly. I know a family in which the mother and father do not work, yet they can afford a foreign holiday with their children every year.
I'll give you another one, Asia.
Yeah?
I'll give you another one now. People might know. The most abused substance in Ireland is drink. That's fairly obvious. But you know what the second most abused substance in Ireland is? No reflection on doctors, by the way. Prescription drugs. Because people are going in, getting prescription drugs, the antidepressants, upper donors, whatever you want to call them, and selling them on the streets. Now they're either caned by a GP or illegally through the internet. Either way, the prescription drugs are the second most abused substance in Ireland. So that man that was on earlier saying it's abuse, it certainly is abuse. And I think if you have a medical card, you should be thankful you have a medical card. And a nominal fee of €10 is certainly not a big amount these days. A packet of cigarettes is 20. A pint of Guinness is 5.50 or 7 quid, no matter where you go. One pint of Guinness would last about 20 minutes or half an hour in anyone's mouth.
So I think it's about priorities with people.
It's about priorities,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Skip your pint of Guinness and pay for your medical care.
Yeah.
Look, at the end of the day, we all know health is wealth. And if you can't afford to keep your health in order, well then, it's a sad affair for yourself, not anybody else.
Yep, I agree, David. Siobhan, hi, how are you?
AJ, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. So what do you think?
Oh, I completely agree. I don't think that that gentleman there and Eddie could have said it any better, to be honest. I think €10 is still too low, isn't it?
It probably is.
It is too low, yeah. If they're getting a medical card, that tells me that their whole life has been subsidised. They're getting their, if their income is low, obviously they're getting help with their housing. They're getting other benefits with that as well. And I think it's the working man again, isn't it, that is being penalised for going out every day and working. There's a page on Facebook, a social welfare page, and I'm telling you, it would open your eyes. There's people out there working part-time. Their lifestyles have been subsidised with medical cards, HAP and all the rest of it. And, if you work full-time, you're on your own. You're absolutely on your own. My doctor is charging €70 for a doctor. Right now, I could really do with seeing my doctor, but I just cannot get that €70 together. You know, I have other priorities that are coming first. If I got it for a tenner, I'd have been there already. I do know people that are getting a medical card and they are down the doctor for everything. And I'm thinking of one person in particular. It's down the doctor for every little twinge, absolutely everything. And
not interrupting that lady. Sorry for not interrupting, you know. Just to add to that, as I will agree with you. And add to that, if you're on a minimum wage job, $39 a week, do the maths. You're absolutely on the breadline.
But I'm on the breadline and I'm not getting minimum wage. You know, when you're working, it's making no difference, is it? The cost of living is so high. It's It's insane.
The no poor is the minimum wage people.
Yeah.
The minimum wage people are the no poor. If you're on a minimum wage job at 39 hours a week, right, with the cost of living nowadays, you're the no poor.
I agree. We're all bloody poor these days, aren't we? Whether you work or not.
I want to give a figure here now. It sounds like a mad figure. But unless you're about 40 grand a year, you're really in trouble. Like.
Yeah,
and I mean, a minimum wage job.
Even 40 grand a year, you're in trouble. You really are. Honest to God.
Well, if you went in like a mortgage and all those things to be paid, Christ, you're in right trouble.
If I worked part-time, I'd be doing better, honestly, because I'd be able to claim fifth. That lady with four children, and I'm not making it about her, but she came
on.
I'm not. I'm not begrudging her anything either. I know people would be listening going, yes, I am, but I'm not. I've been that lady, but I never got a medical card. You know, when I didn't earn enough, I went out and I worked more just to make my situation better. I wasn't down knocking on social welfare's door. She kept saying it was means tested, it was means tested. Well, it is means tested, but these people don't come out. Some of these people don't come out of their minimum wage jobs because they're getting subsidised in like every area of their life. Why would they? Why would they work more when they're getting money off this?
Come back to this means tested thing that you keep repeating, right? Not saying it's a personal vendetta against that lady, right? But the means tested, right, means you are on social welfare rates or slightly above it. So it just doesn't add up what that lady's saying. Like, if she's
guys, let me just go back to Amanda there. Amanda, have you been listening to what the others have been saying?
I have. I've been listening. Yeah.
Would you like to come back?
It's not about me, so I will not.
No, it's not Amanda, no.
Yeah, it's not about me, so I will not put myself, you know, in that situation. Okay, all I said is medical card, I'm interested. Okay, that's one thing everybody should know. But then when you look at the amount of people that actually have medical cards, you know, medical card holders, and the people that don't have medical cards, you will see the difference. Okay? So, and one thing is, like, our situation is different. It doesn't matter if you're in a lower income job, okay, or you are, you know, in the, like, any very high, or you are in a part-time or a full-time. So your situation is different. Because before you
if you're in a full-time job,
you are asked to pull down, you know, everything about you on the application form. Okay, so
Amanda,
now it's not about
Amanda,
me.
Can I interrupt
it's not this, about me, and I'm not going to address, and I'm not going to address my situation or my stance. Okay, here because it's
I wouldn't think you would.
Okay,
no.
What I'm saying is, I am not going to pay even €5, okay, extra on top of my tax I'm paying. To get a medical card or to access a doctor.
Why not?
Because if I do that, I'm depriving other people that cannot even afford to eat or to get meat for their kids. I'm depriving
Exactly. Are you working full time, Amanda?
Because
do you work full time?
They're not going to address just me. They're not going to address just me. It's going to go down to other people, not just me. So I'm not going to stand here and go, everything is good for me. And what about other people that things are not good for? So which is what you guys are doing. You are here.
Amanda's a prime example of where the system needs overhauling.
You have the money.
I don't know your name.
About your neighbors. The problem about you guys right now, you're not thinking about your neighbors. You're not thinking about that woman next door that cannot afford to feed the kids or to
provide
for the
children.
It's a
collective bargaining, Paul.
You're not thinking about that woman next door that is struggling. You're not thinking about those people. If you're thinking about those people, everything is good for you. Everything is good for you. So everybody should pay €5, €10 to
not to access
yeah, you
a
should
doctor.
Pay.
No,
you should pay.
No.
If everyone pays 10 euros,
Amanda,
like Amanda,
Amanda, just let
no,
David talk there. Amanda,
no.
Amanda, take a break. Take a breather a minute, yeah. Amanda. Sorry. Sorry for interrupting
you,
Amanda. We don't make no sense at all.
When you are talking, I listen to you. I was quiet
yeah,
and
well,
I listened
yeah,
to you.
Can I,
no,
can I have a word in his ways? No, please, Amanda.
Thank you. Ask me to
yeah,
explain.
But,
all of you are trying to cut me. No. I will explain and I will say what I want to say. Then now I'm done. You cannot talk.
All right. So I'm going to have to listen to you, is it?
Amanda, you make your point there and then we can go back to the guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
My point is, I don't want to pay that. I'm not agreeing. I'm not in line with paying 10 euro, you know, addition to my tax that I'm paying. Because if I do that, okay, I'm saying other people should. And I can just have somebody, my next door neighbor might not be able to afford to even buy milk or to feed the children. Not talk about paying 5 euro or 10 euro to go and see a doctor. Medical card, I mean, says
yeah, they could. They could. That's ridiculous.
If you are
that's
in
ridiculous, Blarney.
That is ridiculous.
If you are in the line that you cannot afford.
Okay, let David come back to you now, Amanda. So, Amanda, basically, Amanda is saying that you're not thinking about other people who can't afford to feed their children
I'm doing the very opposite, AJ. I'm thinking of everybody, the collective everybody, the taxpayer.
Yeah.
And the people that will have provided GPs by their 10 euro nominal fee. If everyone paid 10 euro, collectively, we could afford more doctors. Collectively, everyone would be treated more because there's more doctors to be there to be treating the people. That's common sense, for crying out loud. They're not rocket science about that. And not only that, it also alleviates the burden on the taxpayer who's getting a hump to their back. Because at the end of the day, right, we have about 1.5 million, I'm guessing, of a working population. The amount of people paying tax out of that we wouldn't even have 1.5 million. What am I thinking about? We might have 1.2 million working, right? There's about 400,000 paying no tax at all because they're on minimum wage who practically don't pay no tax. It's the middle section and a bit of the upper section that pay the tax.
Siobhan, did you want to come in there?
The tax
Siobhan.
Burden is on.
Hold on, David. Siobhan, did you want to come in there?
Go on.
Not that lady. I'm not going to talk about her, but people with that attitude, I'm telling you, they are doing so well. They are doing so well because they know exactly what way to play the system. And it's so, so wrong. And it makes me so angry. Makes me so angry. She knows if she works a bit more, she'll lose this. He or she, not making it about Amanda. These people, they know if they work a bit more, they lose this. You know? So they stay right where they are. The system allows them to do it. How can she not pay 5 or 10? If you're working, you've got 4 kids, you're getting 500-odd quid a month in child benefit. Some of that child benefit would be well spent on taking your kids to the doctors and putting 10 quid. It's for their benefit. That's why it's
child,
to you.
You're dead right. You're dead right. Child benefit
and
is to mind your child for a month.
500, she's getting 100. Anybody with a child is getting 140 euro a month. And with 4 children, 500 not quid. It's not bad, is it? It's not bad.
560, to be precise.
I'm going to have to go to the ads in a second, guys. Eddie, did you want to say anything else before we end this conversation?
Well, I'd just like to say to that lady, when we were talking earlier on, it wasn't a personal attack on her because where she's from. I would have that opinion if it was an Irish person that refused to pay 5 to 10 euro for their children's health. And in the overall scheme of things, there's probably 100,000 people in this country a day that go to the doctor. If they all pay a tenner, that's an extra million. 5 days a week, that's 5 million. 20 million a month. Imagine the amount of more doctors we could employ. And I would be able to go to the doctor. If I ring the doctor tomorrow and ask for an appointment, I'll wait 2 or 3 weeks. If that system was in play, I might only wait 2 days. Everybody benefits. But some people just refuse. They want everything for free. And it's very unfair.
AJ, can I just add, just a quick before we go, sorry about that now.
Yeah,
and
just
I
before
just
we go
to let
the
you
ads.
Know that the money is already there. The money is already there to employ more doctors, okay, that we need. The money is already there if the government can use the fund properly.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for getting involved in that one. It got a bit heated there. So thanks, Amanda. Thanks, David. Thanks, Siobhan, Eddie, and everybody else.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.